they also like just like honestly don't. I am a turkey. Welcome to the Beer Feelings Podcast, where together we are indulging in life and craft beer. This show is all about demystifying the craft beer space in a fun and flirty way for those who are just beginning their beer journey or for people who already love their brews and are hungry to learn more. My name is Natalie Jones. I'm the beer drinking gal pal you never knew you had. And today we are talking about my personal ultimate, ultra, absolute favorite style of beer, which is the Goza. This beer, oh my God, you guys, it's going to be hard for me to get through this episode because I'm just really excited about it. But this beer, it's salty, it's sour. Honestly, it reminds me of qualities in myself that show up right when I wake up or when I'm a grump. But on this episode, we are going to chat about just number one, what the heck is a Goza? And number two, why I think you need one in your life. Let's go. Now, if you haven't been following along on our social media challenge, which, like, side note, if you're not, like, stop what you're doing right now. Stop this episode and just go follow along, at least Instagram at a minimum. But if you haven't been following along, I wanted to make sure that all of you guys knew about our latest Beer Feelings box release. It literally just happened. This box is called the Weekender Box, and my team really built this for someone who both wants to make the most out of their time off of work and recharge a little bit, but also has no desire to put on real pants or a real bra and leave the house. So if this sounds like you, this is your box. I had you in mind, and I'm this girl about 90% of the time on the weekends. Now, this box includes our signature Beer Feelings Tiku glass that we all have come to know and love, our hops and beer-infused clay mask, have a nice little bougie facial. And guys, this has two new products, never before seen. This is the first time they've ever been on the market. So let me tell you a little bit about both of them. And then we're going to talk about my Goza, just like my little baby favorite beer ever. So, okay, first product is going to be our hops infused shower melts. These are like little drops, and you just place it on the floor of your shower. You let the water just kind of run on top, and it fills your whole space with some hop-tastic aromatherapy. They are life-changing. And the second one is our espresso beer sugar, which is really incredible on beers that are just like a little too sweet or a little too tart to bring them back to center. Or if you're like a black coffee kind of person and you want to double down on like roasty, toasty, bitter notes, absolutely, this espresso beer sugar is the beer sugar for you. Now, I can't really choose favorites between the spice blends because I helped kind of select the flavors, all of them, and they're all kind of like my own little children. But low key, guys, this one I think is my favorite. When we were taste testing, I really loved it on like berry, like sours that have a large berry profile. It tastes a little like chocolate covered cherry for me. But anyways, just all you guys need to remember is no bra, no pants, no problem. If you're in a need of a little R&R this weekend and leaving the house is just like too much, I get it. All I need you to do is head to beerfeelings.com/store and I'll get you all taken care of. So check out the Weekender box. I'm excited about this. All right, let's talk about Gozas. The excitement's not gonna stop with the box. So Gozas, what does a Goza taste like? It is pronounced Goza. Some people say goes, and like, that's totally, I mean, honestly, most people don't know how to say Goza, but I'm like 95% sure Goza, like it should have two syllables in there. So what are we looking for taste wise in this beer? The main flavors that I get when I sip on it are salt and sour. Now, I don't think the salt is too aggressive. I think it tastes more like if you were to play in the ocean all day, and I don't mean just like delicately, like dip your toes, like you're swimming and you're hopping waves, like you are playing in the ocean. And then when you get tired, you get up and you join your family or your friends and you go eat some fruit, that little bit of salt that just kind of like hangs out in your mouth and complements the fruit, that's the saltiness in the goza. Or at least that's how it makes me feel. I think what makes me so excited about this flavor combination is I love the balance in there. I love that you can have kind of two more bold flavors and they just kind of like mellow each other out. It's like a beautiful relationship in there. Now, my personal favorite, both favorite goza, and if you absolutely made me commit to a favorite beer, it's one called Brom Beer. It's by Odell Brewing Company. I haven't seen it in a while. So if anyone from Odell is listening, if you guys could just like make a small batch for me, that'd be great. It's a blackberry goza. So not only does it have those sour notes just by the way the beer is brewed, it has that tartness from the blackberry. So for real, Odell, if you're listening, please, please, please bring it back. All right. Now let's talk a little bit about how the flavors, like how did they get in there? Where did they come from? How do brewers do that? Now this actually, when I was putting this episode together, this was not planned, but the goza actually has a bunch in common with our friend, the wit beer, which we talked about last week. Now, both of these, although they come from different places, relatively the same region. This one is from Germany. The wit beer is from Belgium, but they are both wheat beers that are seasoned with coriander. The big difference, well, there's a couple big differences here. Gozas are sour. Wit beers should not be sour if they're made correctly. And then the other thing is wit beers use orange peel as one of their seasoning and gozas use salt. If we're being technical, like traditionally they didn't like use salt, they just use salt water, but we'll get into that in like a hot second. But the other like kind of cool similarity that I just wanted to point out is both the wit beer as well as the goza almost went extinct at one point. And one person, like literally a single individual or just a couple of individuals, kind of brought both like styles back to life. That sounded more confusing than I needed to. They were separate individuals, but both it was like they were big and exciting. And then they went away and a single human brought it back. Oh my gosh. I think you guys get what I'm saying. But the wit beer almost died in World War I. And the goza almost died in World War II. And like I said, one human was like, okay, let's do this. And here we are now. Some of my favorite styles. So bless up for those two humans out there that brought it back. Which, side note, if you guys like want to hear more about beer history, send me a little memo and we can do a whole kind of fun and flirty beer history through the ages. So I just think that's kind of cool that like the styles are similar and they kind of have this similar narrative. So anyways, let me know your thoughts on the history. But getting back to goza flavors, the traditional goza, like way, way, way back in the day when they started making it, is a little bit different from the modern goza for a couple of reasons. They may or may not be safety related. So like I mentioned just a few moments ago, originally this style of beer was brewed with salt water because that was just the main kind of source of water that brewers had access to. So that's how the saltiness got in there. Now, most of the time, brewers just like add salt. The first home brew Aaron and I ever did was a goza and it was a freaking disaster, but that's not the goza's fault. That's our fault. But here we are. Couple other things that are different. Initially, when gozas were made like way, way, way back, they were open fermented. So not only did we get some like wild yeast strains in there, like we kept encouraging the funk to come in. It's like maybe a little dangerous to do that. It's also kind of hard to control. So now more often than not, what you're seeing is adding in lactic acid or something kind of like we were talking back on the sour episode. Honestly, there's just more control. It's safer to do it. You're not going to get any like bad bacterias in there. Hopefully not. The final big difference between kind of like OG gyozas and the modern day gyoza is just kind of like the flavor spectrum that we're seeing nowadays. No more are we just relying on coriander only to be our flavoring agent. Like, for example, like the beer that I mentioned earlier, my favorite gyoza, or at least my favorite gyoza that I've tried so far, has blackberries in it. So brewers are really getting creative, pushing the envelope, adding a bunch of extra stuff in there. So that's going to be a little different from your traditional gyoza, but honestly, I like it. I like the experimentation. I love weird beers. So I'm loving the gyoza space right now. Now, who would I suggest a gyoza to, right? Like, obviously I love them, but I know it's not for everyone. My dad, not a big gyoza guy. Like, he'll drink it and be polite, but then he'll just give me the rest of his beer because he knows I like it so much. So if you're the kind of person that typically likes salty and sweet things, so if you like margaritas that are tart, like you go for that salt rim. If you like chocolate covered pretzels, if you like tacos with like a zippy citrusy sauce, then I think you're really going to love the gyoza. And even if you're not in that category, maybe this is a little self-serving, but like gyozas are just a cool beer. Like, I think everybody out there should try it. But especially if you like those foods that have kind of like two opposite flavors that balance each other out, I think the gyoza is going to be your jam. Now, before we wrap up this episode, the last thing I wanted to give you for my favorite style is just a couple pairing suggestions. Now, I think gyozas are delicious on their own, but if you did want to build a meal around them, I think they go really well with anything smoky. This beer is super bright because of both kind of like that tartness as well as the salt. So it holds its own against big flavors. Think like barbecue, kind of along that lines. But just in general, if you think something goes with a margarita, it's probably going to go with a gyoza. So that's probably a little bit easier to remember, but oh my gosh, you guys, I'm a little too excited at the end of this episode. So it's hard for me to wrap up because I could talk about this style all day. Honestly, though, what I'm thinking is I need to wrap this episode so that I can head to the liquor store and pick up a few gyozas for myself because I'm a little sad to say this. It's been a minute since I've had one, but that's going to be it for today, everybody. Now, no matter what you are doing for the rest of the day, I hope that you guys are choosing to do it with a great beer in hand. Go get a gyoza and even better people by your side. Catch you guys next week for an extra special guest episode. You will not want to miss it. Cheers. Cheers.